responses. I do have Dr. He here if you have any questions on this grant.
Any questions from the board?
Mr. Chairman, this is a similar situation. I'm prepared to move this matter for approval.
Is there a second?
A second.
It's properly moved and seconded.
Trustee Rosier?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Trustee Tarver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Anderson?
Yes.
I have a third resolution put before the board, which is approval to receive and administer a grant entitled the Head Start Early Head Start Program. Chicago State University has received an amendment to the grant from the City of Chicago Department of Human Services in the amount of $294,779. As you know, this is a grant that is to provide child development and social services for income and eligible children within the City of Chicago. I also have Dr. Giss here. The board has any questions.
I do have one thing I'd like to say. One of my concerns is always what role the students in the college can play in using something like this as a learning opportunity or a management opportunity. And so I was thinking that our students in sociology and early education at least might participate in this if they are not, or more if they are already, in actually maybe coming up with a plan that a house, that childcare unit could use in order to know all of the things they have to meet, including, for example, nutrition needs and that sort of thing. So that would be my kind of addition if it isn't already there. Maybe there could be some thoughts given to that, maybe a plan. I would very much like to hear about that.
Okay, Dr. Gist is here. Dr. Gist, did you want to comment? And Yolanda Harris, who is also the director, is also here.
Thank you again. I'm Sylvia Gist, Dean of the College of Education. And certainly, as we move forward in the future, we will take that into consideration. As you know, right now we provide community-based services, but that is on the horizon for the future.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr.
Gibbs. Thanks, Dr. Gibbs. I'm actually very fond of this program, so I'm ready to move. Is there a motion to approve?
So,
make a motion to approve this grant request.
Is there a second?
Second.
Properly moved and seconded.
Trustee Rosier?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Anderson?
Yes.
That concludes the presentation of the programs before the board.
Thanks, Dr. Gibbs. Thanks, Dr. Gibbs. I'll actually take this opportunity to entertain any public comments, if there are any.
Mr. Chair.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
Mr. President.
Thank you.
We're off agenda today.
Thank you very much. Just very briefly, a couple of things. One, I'd like to acknowledge our new student board member. David, welcome to the board, but equally as important, David was at the Thurgood Marshall, they had the Thurgood Marshall Scholarship Foundation, they had their first meeting in the state of Illinois last week. And David, along with one of our other students, stood up and gave probably a 5-minute impromptu speech. This was at one of the leading law firms in downtown Chicago. We had maybe 150 lawyers, a couple of judges in the audience. And you might say he knocked the ball out the park. He made Chicago State proud. Every lawyer, every judge in there, you know, walked up to me afterwards and said, you know, students like this. And there was another young man, the other young man's name was
Maurice
Wells. Both of them gave speeches, and just exceptional, just exceptional. So welcome aboard, David. The other is that we have two new staff members I'd like to introduce to the board. Matt Harrison. Matt, would you please stand? Matt is the new director of admissions. He comes to us from Drexel University. He was formerly with DePaul University and undergraduate University of Chicago graduate, DePaul University. Director of admissions for 2 weeks, and he's hit the ground running. Welcome aboard. The other one is Angela Henderson. Angela is our Vice President for Enrollment, Retention, and Graduation. She comes to us with the MBA, I don't know the name of the universities, but the MBA.
University of Illinois.
And also a master's in nursing. And she's ABD from the University of Illinois with a doctorate in nursing. She comes to us from the City Colleges of Chicago. She's been everything from a dean all the way up to the Vice Chancellor of Academic Affairs. And she's coming in as a Vice President of Enrollment, Retention, Graduation. Welcome aboard.
Let me just say welcome on behalf of the board. Those are two vital positions, as you know. We're going to watch very closely. We've got Trustee Hill all over it so far. just know you'll be under a microscope. These are issues that we won't take lightly. We're going to push very hard. So your backgrounds and your reputation precedes you. So welcome to Chicago State. And also for our new trustee, I've got spies at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. So I can follow him more than he knows. And it's nothing but accolades. So welcome aboard.
The two new staff members have already had a very intense meeting with our with Trustee Hill, and I want to thank Trustee Hill for that meeting. Then also, just very briefly, reporting what has taken place most recently, we had the opportunity to go to Washington, D.C., and we met with 3 to 4 different agencies, Department of Education, Department of Agriculture, National Science Foundation, and it was a fourth one.
Human and Health Services.
What was unique about this visit is that the directors, the top-level directors or executive secretaries came to meet with us. We did not go to their offices. What happened is that Senator Kirk called the meeting with these different departments and asked these departments to come to his office, and we met in his conference room. And so they were like summoned to the Senator's office to meet with Chicago State, and only Chicago State. And it was quite beneficial to us, and it gave us some individuals who we can now connect with and work with. So that just took place last week. Dr. Yvonne Harris represented Chicago State along with myself. The last one is projected enrollment. The university, we have, at the close of spring semester, reinforced the academic performance policy for the university. And what this meant is that we discovered that we had not expelled any students for lack of academic progress since 2007. And as a result of that, we ended up regrettably having to expel about 296 students, 298 students. They have due process, et cetera, but it is something that is going to ensure that we maintain our academic integrity by taking this action. But also by taking this action, this now means that I've asked Meeks to adjust our budget going forward, because that's 3%, you know, that's a number of students. We are also, I must say, we are enforcing the board approved admission criteria. And by us enforcing the board approved admission criteria, we may not hit our admission numbers themselves. And the last thing is that we are looking into the concept in terms of our admissions office of implementing a individualized admissions process. There are certain criteria that we want to look at, but we want to bring it to the board before we actually make this part of the admission criteria. And what we're hoping is that this will give us a better grip and understanding of the students that we're bringing in, so we can provide them better support services.
That third one is not something that we're implementing right now, but it's something that we've been in strong discussion with. And but the first two will have an impact on our fall enrollment. And Glenn Meeks is working with Vice President Meeks is working with Vice President Henderson to take a look to what impact that might have on the budget. The last thing I would like to say is that Jazz in the Grass is going to be this evening. We have not seen you, Mr. Chairman. Usually you bring a little guy out. Okay. And we've had record crowds. We've had 500 people show up. 500 people. The community has really, really responded in a strong way. This is our second year. And so if any of the board members are available, you know, please feel free. They barbecue out there. And it's just a good time. That's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any questions for the President, particularly on this last issue?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we go into executive session if there's a need to.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Anderson?
Yes. We're not meeting in executive session.